I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep the text coming in. What will the former president do now that he's at Mar-a-Lago? A texter points out something that I have seen a number of times also, Adam. He initially bought it. Then he's turned it into this club. When he did that, he agreed he wouldn't stay there for a certain period of time. And now he's saying he's going to live there. I think you've been to Mar-a-Lago a couple times.
Uh-huh.
I have not. Dan and I have not. Does Donald Trump really want to live all the time with people just all around him?
I was there
or maybe
Joe and Mika.
That's true. Man, were they kissing his backside back then? Oh, man, were they.
I mean,
is he just going to be in the buffet? I mean, you know.
Hey, everybody.
He's playing shuffleboard?
You know, like maybe learn piano and he'll, you know, any good country club needs a piano player.
Yes.
You know, when you're getting your brunch, there's the piano player. You know, you're getting your mimosa tip.
They're overrated, leave it, by the way.
Yes, mimosa's overrated.
Ugh. Ruins beautiful orange juice. Dan Cook, most important question of the day. Do you like pulp in your orange juice?
Oh, gosh, no. No, no.
Oh, geez.
Pulp-free orange juice every time.
Medium, Adam. Where are you at? Medium.
No, I like a pulp. Get out of here with that pulp.
Oh, jeez. Come on. What's wrong? But, yeah, so there's Don playing the keys. And then does he have the glass right there with some cash?
Tip jar, of course.
He's got to have the tip jar right there.
Sure.
He can't live there. I mean, maybe legally he can't live there, but he's going to want his own 35,000 square foot jumbo mansion, right?
Yeah. He's not. I have a feeling he won't be slumming it.
The bottom line what Melania wants? Right? She doesn't want to live there, does she?
I don't know.
I'm not betting long term on the relationship.
No, no. Why would you say that?
Come
on,
a lot of love.
Those two crazy kids. Come on.
Yeah, that's. Did you see what is the actress's name who plays Melania on the Colbert Show?
Oh,
it's so good.
Yes,
and they. I didn't see it until I saw it on Twitter yesterday, but they did a Melania comes back to New York. And it's really, really well done. And it tells you what's going on in Times Square because they could do it right in Times Square. You know, normal times.
Laura Benanti.
Yes. She's outstanding. Just outstanding. Among the predictions, he will go into business with Mike Lindell selling a limited edition pillow that looks like his hair. Hopefully takes over 12-3 at the evil neighbor.
Hey,
okay,
I'm in
loyalty. If
no,
no
loyalty.
Yeah,
I'm Trump's sidekick as soon as day one. You're right, Don. You know we were dealt a bad hand, Don.
Exactly.
You know back in the day, Chad would say terrible things about it. I did nothing but stick up for you, Don.
Yeah, and when I didn't, I mean he had my kids. You know he hypnotized me. How quick would Shannon call us if Donald Trump said his real dream was to host a show on The Neighbor? How quick?
I wish he even bothered to call us.
Yeah, it'd be a text, right? Just a quick text.
I think the guys would just show up escort us out.
Yes, that's true. Who would be on the Donald Trump radio show? Silk and Diamond?
Absolutely.
They've got experience.
Would he continue with overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Would he still have you on? Well, there's certainly on Tuesdays. Yeah. Ask Adam anything.
There certainly wouldn't be Ask Adam anything. It'd be Ask Don anything, right?
Oh, I can't wait for Feisty Fridays with Shaletta.
I need complete loyalty.
Who else would be on the radio? Well, the kids, right? Don, Eric.
Ask Eric anything.
Well, yeah, that's the limited area. Maybe poor Tiffany could get a break. Although I think she did get a break. Did you see the ring she got
today? Yeah, she just got engaged. Good for her.
Did you see how many? Adam, take a guess how many carats on that Tiffany ring.
Oh, 10?
13.
Wow.
13. Somebody says Rudy is the psychic. Well, there's a lot of sweat then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the headphones,
look at me.
Perspiration.
Look at me.
That's true.
That's true. I don't think at this point, although, Dan, I don't know. I don't think you're dying your hair.
No.
You know?
He's not yet.
Not yet. Well, no. We don't know that. Maybe he's completely gray.
Well, I was just going to say, if he's dying his hair, he's doing a poor job.
Me?
Yeah, but he's looking for that salt and pepper look, right?
Distinguished.
As opposed to salt and pepper. And he likes that look.
Yeah, he's not dying his hair. No, he's not dying his hair.
Any chance at any point in your life, Adam, you dye your hair?
No, I did this summer just as a goof, but.
Oh, that's right.
Jet black. Summer. That was before my beard went up in the smoker incident.
That's right. no chance. I will. Who does? Let's text. Who has the worst dye job out there right now?
I got a contender. It's one of Donnie's close, one of Donnie's fiercest advocates on television. Triple A ball, too.
Who is it?
Lou Dobbs. Mm.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs. Bad, bad die.
I've lost track. Is Andrew Napolitano, are we dying? Are we not dying? Because he switches like every month or two.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Is he still on Fox?
I think so.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him in a while, I suppose.
I have not seen him in a while. Over, under, how soon is he on Hannity? I thought tonight. I mean, there's going to be no, I'm going to step away, I don't think. Why don't we stop obsessing over Trump and talk about Joe? We've talked mainly about Joe Biden this whole show. Donald Trump is still, as Donald tells, a big bleeping deal. So he would like it that we're talking about it. Other suggestions. Trump will use a Newsmax TV station as a media outlet. Can he pull this off where in the next couple months he has some media entity? Digital, buys Newsmax, buys One. What do we think? That's been the belief that whether it was after 4 years or 8 years, that would happen. I guess right now, Adam, I'm a little more skeptical than I might have been in the previous months.
Yes. I mean, with the legal situations that are going to play out here, I would maybe pause on that. But
and some financial ones, too, right?
Yeah.
But it would never have been a situation where it would be all his money. It would be investors, never. Right, that he would just be the face of it. And
correct.
Is that still possible? Yeah, but... Who are those investors going to be and how public do they want to be about it?
What did he leave in the note? We were wrong. We didn't think he'd leave a note. Was he magnanimous or did he work in anything on the election?
The report.
Is there reporting on what he said?
There's some reporting just in general terms that I've seen, but and that reporting has all been, it was very conciliatory and he's, you know, praying for Joe Biden and the success of his administration, that it was very much along the lines of what
good.
Those
yep.
standard notes are.
Bravo.
That's the reporting I've seen. I don't know if there was anything in addition to that, but that's what I've seen. So, yeah, we were 100% wrong on that yesterday.
Yeah. Now, Joe hasn't seen it yet because he right now is in a motorcade on his way to the White House. If you were moving into the White House and this was your first day and night at the White House, what would you do? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We have had a lot of very serious talk about what a historic day this is. We're also going to have some fun with it, too. So, and a reminder, too, the great Matthew Dowd is going to join us, 2:35. Matthew is brilliant on ABC, but at the end of this month, he's leaving ABC. Does he want to join the show? We can work him in. Cook, if Dowd wants to join on a regular basis, how quick do we call Carter and say, you know, it was a lark, it was fun.
Sorry, not sorry.
Again, I don't know why you think a phone call is necessary. We just get the guy to come and escort him out, and away we go.
Actually, I would prefer a text. You don't need to call me.
Exactly. That is true. That is. He actually texted me today to have a conversation.
Wow.
Might be the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't get used
to
it.
Is that the first time you've texted me and said, do you have 5 minutes?
You got 5 minutes to chat. I think so, because that never, it's never a good thing when you get that text, right?
I know.
And it wasn't today.
No.
Dead to me.
Dead to me. I did during the conversation use the phrase, dead to me. First thing you would do at the White House, keep the text coming in, 651-989-9226. I have the story, and I couldn't find it during the break. But the movers have 5 hours to normally pull this off. They've had a little more today because the Trumps left, what, at 8? So 7 our time. We're sitting here approaching 2:30. That better be a very efficient moving team, Adam. That's not one where you're calling. Joe doesn't have to call his buddies and say, I've got a new place. Can you
How
help
you doing?
Me
hey,
out?
It's Joe. I need your help this weekend. Can you help me move some furniture? Jesus, Joe, I'm 75.
Exactly.
No. And they must have a company. I mean, they're not like calling around to get the lowest bid, right? Like, Tom's moving. Hey, we'll do it. No problem. Like,
Four Seasons Moving Company? Yes, is that what we're going to go to?
Hey, I got my guy, Phil. He's helped me move before. Phil and his crew would be great.
And I've seen some tweets today talking about how the White House is getting an extra thorough cleaning, more than usual. Can we just
please
stop? It's a pandemic. Of course, they're going to go bonkers with the cleaning and just make sure that everything's fine. Yep. This isn't a commentary on who was there, and just stop any leftist insane notion of that, please.
Okay, yes, not shockingly, a few of the texts, a little something-something. In the president and first lady's bedroom, because of how secure the whole place is, are there cameras in the bedroom? Not to check them out, but for security reasons. There have to be,
has
right?
Has to be, right? Yeah.
Has to be. So they are seeing this, no matter the president, right? How comfortable would you two feel knowing that it has to happen? I mean, me, they just toss, turn. A little something. Yeah. But that'd be rather awkward. Although you, Adam, you're rather a voyeur.
I was
going to
say, I don't mind.
Can I push back for a second? Why does there have to be? I mean, can't you monitor entrances and exits or the entryway into the bed without having to actually have a camera on the bed itself?
I still think you have to.
I guess I don't understand why. Why wouldn't the president be afforded that little small sliver of privacy?
Adam, we've had an individual today took a heck of a leap on things you said. I think Dan is now saying that he hopes something happens to Joe and Jill Biden.
No.
I mean, rewind the tape. That's what he said.
Dan doesn't want any security at the White House is what he's saying.
There must be staffed security outside those bedrooms 24 hours a day, though, right?
And they've got to have every potential, you know, port of entry into that room monitored to the gills. There's ways to secure that room without having to actually have a camera on that particular area, isn't there?
Did you guys see what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago telling me has to be said? We had a guy walk into the White House during the Trump administration, right?
Yes.
I don't know. The stories you read over the years, how pick the presidents walking around making food for themselves or whatever. I don't think they have two guards outside the bedroom. Dan, you think they do?
No, I'm not even saying that you have to have guards, but you can have that door, you know, the door to the bedroom monitored, right? You can have cameras on the door, both inside and outside, without having to have a camera in, you know, private, where they have a camera in the president's bathroom, too? Or is that we're going to watch that?
I'm just assuming that every room in that place for security purposes has cameras.
And you may be right. I'm just saying, I think there's ways to do that without, you know, necessarily getting into the private areas.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, do you sign up for that as president and first lady that now every time you go to the bathroom, there's a camera on you?
I mean, the Secret Service works for the president, yes? I mean, the president ultimately would have the decision. If they don't want that camera in that spot, they can tell the Secret Service, figure out another way, and the Secret Service has to figure out another way, right?
Yeah. Carter, you want the cameras? You don't want the cameras?
I don't.
Yeah, I would want the privacy. If that's available, it would be too creepy. Way too creepy. Let me get to someone's text here. I would open up the White House windows so I can get the smell of cheeseburgers and spite out. I would dip the entire White House in bleach, then do it again, Lysol. Change the bedding. You can't get takeout. I would watch The Wild. What do they have there? Do you think they have DirecTV? Do they have the local cable?
Did they cut the cord? Is it just YouTube TV?
YouTube TV, they can't watch The Wild. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, I mean, the one thing Biden should have kept is how many TVs does Don have in the bedroom? Oh.
Your father had quite the display in his living room, right? So something
My
similar?
Father, the house at the river, he has five. The house at Medicine Lake, seven.
It's impressive.
And he was able to adjust the channels at all times.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't fixing it. It wasn't like, you know, hey, I got to, with you know, just make a minor adjustment. But yes. And then, of course, as I've told many times, when he had the place in Fort Lauderdale, there was just three TVs in the corner. And he would never go on the beach, never go outside. And that's why I said, let me just paint the Atlantic Ocean. You can just stay right here. call a Catholic priest friend and ask for an exorcism. Run through the halls naked. Do they have, like, you know, like Augusta? The past champion organizes the dinner. Do they have a special dinner tonight? Every time it's a tradition.
There must be some tradition for the first night of being president and a dinner with certain people.
You think? Because aren't there usually, you know, the inaugural balls that you're attending to 15 different places? I mean, you're not this year, but.
Not this year. Tonight, I would have the former presidents and their first ladies over and talk to them for hours and hours and hours and get advice. What do you think of that idea?
It's a great idea, or you just binge watch, you know, Queen's Gambit with everybody.
Socially distanced with plenty of masks, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Well, they've been pretty close with the mask on today, right?
Right, outside.
True. But, okay, so one last topic here. The entertainment tonight is very good. Springsteen, Foo Fighters, Demi Lovato, a lot of big names. What happens to the Trump entertainment group? Lee Greenwood, Toby Keith. Those. I mean, Toby Keith's going to be fine.
Yeah, Toby Keith's fine. Lee Greenwood, though, man. All he had was.
No.
Lee Greenwood's fine. The number of times that song got played, especially like post 9/11, and the royalties he had to pull in off of that, Lee Greenwood's just fine.
Plus, they get to play
the Mar-a-Lago circuit now, so that's good.
Is Lee permanently at Mar-a-Lago now?
I'm sure there's room.
Yeah, I would think so. Bon Jovi. So, yeah, that Dan, you make a good point, though, on the balls and the pomp and ceremony. Beautiful parade is taking place right now in Washington. And they're going to show examples of parade items in cities all across the country, which, Adam, I think that's a great idea moving forward, right?
100%.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.